As many of you know, I've been traveling from London back to New York, alhamdulillah. But I don't know, like whatever is going on in the world, I don't know if there's something in the water right now. People are really in a bad place. And I just in that short time had multiple calls with sisters that they're struggling. And I want to share some of what they're struggling with today in the podcast, and so that you can get help, because I find that 80 to 90% of women that call me have these same problems, and you might have it too, not knowing exactly how to fix it. But what if you could? What if you got that information right now in less than 20 minutes, and you could have an entirely different approach to how you deal with guys? And that's what we hope for today. So bear with my raspy voice for a couple more minutes. I'm a bit ill, but the rest of the podcast, I promise it's clear. Let's do it. Let's find out what women are doing wrong so we can do it better. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us here at the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. This is the podcast where we help women grow and thrive. Now, what does that mean? That means we give you information that you need to make better decisions for yourself. Our life is just a collection of our choices. Oh yeah. Like if you have made poor choice after poor choice on finding a guy, poor choice after poor choice on eating habits, on how you pick your jobs, places to live, on, you know, how you manage your day. Choices matter. But listen, we can't help our women fix their choices if we don't talk about what's really happening. And in today's podcast, we're going to get real. As we always do, I have no filter, and not in a negative way, not in an un-Islamic way, just in like, it's happening. I'm going to talk about it because everyone's calling me about it. A lot of you guys know we do these free 15-minute calls where women call me and they ask me for advice. Guess what? 80% of the calls are on this topic today with the women that call about help for finding a spouse. Once I get down to the bottom of it, they're all struggling with the same thing. And I'm going to break it up into 3 points today. Just 3 points to explain to you exactly what you need to know about when you're asking parents for help on finding a spouse. Now, if you're already married, you need to hear this because the women in our community need to know. You need to yourself make sure your daughter doesn't go through this, that you're not doing it to her. I could have easily done that myself if I didn't know better to my children that I have. I have 5 kids, as you know, and I made sure that every single one of them, they got married in the right way by the Quran and Sunnah. But the fact of the matter is the majority of parents don't know the right stuff, and there's some crazy stuff happening. So I'm going to cover a couple points for some sisters and some of the stories that they told me over time, and that way you can get to know exactly what I'm talking about and what the struggle is today. And if you haven't already, guys, definitely subscribe to the podcast. That way you can get the first ping and notice as soon as I release the next one. A lot of people are here. They're listening to the podcast for 1.5 years and they're still not subscribed. Is that you? Definitely subscribe. That way you can know when I release things, and I release bonus podcasts. And I'm just going to give you a little heads up. I'm going to do a lot of bonus podcasts that are not on schedule from Monday to Friday in this upcoming month. And you're not going to know unless you're subscribed. So make sure you're subscribed so you can be part of everything with us and not miss a beat. All right, let's go right into it. So the first thing, like I had said, is that 90% or more of Muslim parents don't know the full Islamic way to guide their daughters to find a spouse. And so what happens is a lot of girls call me up and they're like, hey, you know, my parents told me I have to do this. My parents told me, you know, this is what is needed. But what I'm often finding, my first point I want to share with you is that parents are telling their daughters the traditional way that they did it in their family. Now hold up, parents, before you're mad at me, because I'm a mother of 5. So I'm speaking against myself. I'm not some young girl here like bashing parents. And this is not a bash parents episode. This is a let's be real moms and dads and everybody else about like what's happening, because so many girls call me up. Like I had a girl just literally today call me up and she said, my parents told me because of my bad past, I had to marry now. Like I had to do this. Like guys will not marry me after I miss a certain age. Guys will not marry me if my history or my past is like this and they could look stuff up me on like Facebook and Instagram. So I have to marry this guy now. So like they found like the fastest guy and they married her. Like in my family, you know, this sister also said, you know, like we weren't allowed to really get to know the guy because that's like like wrong. So I had to like just meet him a couple times, like just not really, I didn't talk. I just kind of like smiled, got dressed up, and then just like was in the room. And, you know, we know their family. Their family's a good family. And my parents said, like, that's it. We're good. No, like this is how their parents were married and their parents were married. Now, there's a lot wrong with that. And you guys know that if you've already been with me in my free class that I gave last year. Once a year, I give a free class where I explain the four areas. And if you were not in that class, let me just tell you what the four areas are. One, you have to really take care of, it's called like to know yourself and to do your, take care of yourself first. So the first area is yourself. You have to do some self-exploration, your non-negotiables. Are you ready? Like, are you being pressured? Are they, you know, what are the things that they're pressuring you about? Like, you have to dive into yourself for a moment. The second part that you have to become educated on is about the guy. If he's right for you, what are the right things you should look for in him? What are the questions you should ask? I have another layer that I added even to, we have an entire program that I add into that, which was, hey, guys, a lot of women ask me what are the right questions to ask a guy. That is not even going to be helpful for you. Let me just be honest. That is not even going to be helpful for you to know the right questions. Do you want to know why? Because what's the point if you know the right questions, but you don't know how to look for the right answers? I have so many women that they take my free class, right? And then they get the free downloadables. I give you guys gifts when you come in, right? So they get in the class, right? And they get the free downloadable for the 15 top questions you have to ask. Do not ask these questions, right? I have actually 95 in total. That is a bit overkill, but that's for the person who's like, you know, they want to really, really know, like, I got you, right? I have levels. I have like, this is like the 15, actually I have 25 top ones, but I give away only 15 of them in the free class, right? So these are 25 you have to know. There's actually 25, not 15, but I give away 15 for free in the class, right? So people get those and they're so excited and I'm excited for them, but then they're like, but I don't know how to look for the answers. And I'm like, but listen, there's only so much I can cover in the free class. You guys know you're always welcome to join our entire program, but there's like, people want everything in 5 minutes. Like I did the free class. It's about 30 minutes, right? So you watch the class, you get so much. I tell you so many things about red flags and blah, blah, blah. But then they get these 15 questions and they think they're good. Now, here's what's even worse. Let's get back to the parents. Is that the parents don't even ask these 15 top questions. They don't even know what questions to ask because in their culture, there's certain things you do and ask. But here's the key word here, culture. One of the biggest problems I have with women is that parents are culturally telling their girls how to get married. Now, here's the bigger problem than that. The girls are so cute and sweet and innocent, they think their parents must know and they'll guide them. And so then they follow whatever their parents say, then they get married and it's a nightmare. I had another nightmare call today. I had a couple of them. I'm stuck in this marriage. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. We didn't ask those questions. No, sis, I didn't do that. No, I didn't find that out. Oh gosh, should I have found that out? Oh man. And that's how this conversation's going. But they're already pregnant. They're already in a marriage and they're like, I'm stuck. And they're so sad. So here's the thing. As parents, it's our job to know. If you don't know, do you know how many moms have come to me and also taken the program or actually taken any of the free PDFs or anything? And they've just been like, oh my gosh, it's my daughter. I don't want to ruin her life. Let me learn. And I am so impressed with those women who actually are okay to say, I don't know. But then there's the parents who are like, hey, you know what we're doing over here. But look at their community. I'm not going to call out countries because I don't do that. But there's one or two countries in particular. I'm going to tell you it is. I mean, there's a lot of countries. I'm not going to lie. But there's one or two that are the number two top countries that call me that have the most problems. And those are the ones who marry culturally. So instead of calling out those countries, because I don't think the country matters, I think what matters is the problem within that country. And the problem within that country is they're marrying culturally. They're telling girls, they're shaming them. You have to this and that. Okay. So the first thing is for the parents, point number one. One is, please, we have to learn. And girls, if you think your parents are more cultural, they're not that religious, then you need to know this stuff yourself. You need to educate yourself. It's not that your parents aren't people you should listen to. I'm saying respect your parents, listen to your parents. But your rights as a female are your rights Islamically. There are husbands. I had another call today. A husband was totally trying to take his wife's rights away. And she's like, can he do that? Can he do this? I'm like, why don't you know that? Why don't you know your rights? and you're married. Please, ladies, we have to know our rights before. And people say, well, how can I find them out? I teach that. I have a school. It's what I do. You guys know that. I'm not just telling you to do things and giving you no way to do it. You can DM me on Instagram. I teach you your rights, but I also teach you his rights, to be fair, right? Because we're all going to be axed if you give everybody their huck, right? So parents often using family traditions to guide their daughters, which is why they're going to guide them to the wrong guy. If you don't know how to do it, learn. I'm here for you. Number two, many of the parents are also not intentionally, this is another mistake the parents are making, our daughters are falling into it, is because they're telling them the wrong things to do that are not in the Quran and Sunnah. So for example, if you're a girl, you're a young woman, excuse me, or even a woman who's not young, you're just getting married for the first time, maybe you're a revert, maybe you were divorced and you're trying to get remarried, like what to do, right? So a lot of things that I'm hearing people thinking that they're supposed to do is they're supposed to, do things one way or the other. Like, for example, either talk to him this much, spend this much time with him, get to know him this much, engage him this way, don't engage him that way. Like the way the actual process is totally wrong. I have a lot of girls telling me, well, my dad told me like I have to call the guy up and, hang out with him until I find a guy. When I find a good guy, bring him to him. Otherwise, before that, it's not really his problem. You know, we have the other, that's the opposite side, right? We have parents who are like controlling the whole process. Then we have parents who are, basically telling their daughters that, like, you go figure that out, right? When you're done figuring that out, come to me. And then I'm like, why? And they're like, is that right? I'm like, no, haram. You're doing haram this whole time. You know how many girls are doing levels of haram with guys that they don't even know is haram? They're like, I'm just going to know him, sis. If I don't get to know him, like, how am I going to get to know him? So the other thing I want parents to be really careful and women to be really careful is like that. Now, what if you're a revert? What if you don't have anybody to tell you anything? That's even more of a reason why you need to learn this, sis, because I'm telling you the Muslim community is confused. So reverts, poor reverts, that, you know, we should be supporting them. But what happens is they're looking for answers from us. And then we're giving them cultural, un-Islamic, there's no basis for what we're saying. Like when women tell, you have to stay with him, you have to do whatever he says, you have to obey your husband. They're saying this from like random snippets of the Quran and here and there. Yes, you obey your husband to a degree. But there were some women who were telling me their husbands were telling them to do things that were like against their rights. They were violations of their contracts. Like there's a leverage. There's a point where you listen. And there's a point where you go and you get help from a scholar. And when women call me on the consultations, like I'm not here to give them scholarly advice. I'm here to give them nasiha, where I'm saying, tell me your situation. Explain to me what's going on. I'll tell you what you need to do next. Because most women, what they want is clarity. They want to know what to do. And you have a right. But here's the thing, groping in the dark and figuring it out, guys, you're going to have to sleep next to this man for the rest of your life. I had a woman call me up 2 months ago and she was just in tears. She's like, sis, I'm married 6 months. I don't want him to touch me. I don't even like him. My parents just were like, you have to marry him. You're XYZ age now. You're getting too old. No one's going to marry you. And they're like, whatever. So I did it, but I really didn't want to. And I kind of told them and I got married anyway, but like, I realized I'm not even attracted to him. Do I have to stay married to him? I was like they just were like, so there's all these situations that arise because women don't know. What I always tell women is like, you don't know what you don't know, which is the reason you're feeling so clouded. You don't know how to choose. You don't know what to believe, not to believe, what is right, not is right, is because you literally don't know what Islam says. So you're taking it from your friends. You're taking it from your parents. And, you know, we all are Islamically supposed to say, hey, obey your parents, listen to your parents. Yes. But even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they're going to tell you something that's against your deen, don't. Like I have parents that tell their daughters like, you know, they can't marry a guy from certain countries. It only has to be from this country, as a matter of fact. Like, no, it doesn't. Like, the information is so wrong on so many levels. So what I want women to know is the things that we're doing to ourselves by not finding out information is really just harming ourselves, all right? And lastly, the third point I want to make, and I'm going to be bringing on a lot of women, by the way, who have done the right thing. So I'm going to tell you, like, there's a lot of like wrong that's being done, but there's a lot of women who have learned this information, and they're going to be coming up in the future podcast. I'm going to have a lot of you guys on my podcast. A lot of you guys have reached out to me. We want you to know that it's really important that you get this information, and I'm going to show you as much how-to as I can, but definitely getting in with us on the class that's free is going to be the best way for you to get the overview that I teach women so you can know everything you need to know in order to find the right guy and avoid the wrong guy, which is all the red flags that I go over. So the thing I wanted to cover in this part is women are getting pressured to do things. And so there was this one particular sister that I spoke to, like I was mentioning today, and her parents told her, like, you know, you are such a bad person. You have such a jaded past that you better get married because no one's going to want you because you're all messed up. And you're like a shame to our family. So if you're a sister, for example, that, and by the way, that was not, you know, true what they said. And that's not something that she should be pressured into, but I get the fear from the parents, right? Like, our daughter is not going to be accepted by the community because she, you know, went buck wild. She went and did whatever. She went, like, you know, dated guys. Pictures are on the internet, you know, her hijab's off or whatever it is. And here's the thing, guys. I want you to know, no matter where you are in your journey with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worthy of a good guy. I'm serious. I think a lot of our women think that they're not worthy. You are worthy of a good guy. And I can help you no matter who you are, no matter what level of faith you are. I don't care what you look like in your community, what you are to your parents, whether you're good to your parents, you're not good to your parents, whether you're good to yourself or you're not good. Every woman has the same opportunity to get a good guy. But there are steps. There are stages. There are things you have to do to get there. All we do is teach those steps. We cannot force you to do them. You have to want to do them on your own. And of course, people want to do those things, but they're like, oh, that takes a lot of time. Oh, you know, that takes a lot of investing in myself. I don't got time right now. I got stuff going on. But listen, guys, it doesn't. I literally, when I do teach this stuff, I teach it in 4 weeks. 4 weeks, and then you know for the rest of your life. Do you get me? It just, to me, it makes no sense because I know girls who are not married now for 5 years. Trying for 5 years, trying for 6 years, 7 years. Okay, but when they get to me, it kills me. They've been doing it wrong for 6 years, 5 years, 7 years. And then they think nobody wants them, but they just had the wrong system. And they all relied on my parents. I tried everything. I tried online. I tried Mismatch. I tried Tinder. I tried that. I just can't, sis. There's no good guys out there, or nobody wants me. And guess what? In the end, it's not even true. They just did it the wrong way. So there is a way. Find the way. I'm here for you guys. But please, with the parents and with the choices, our women have to really empower themselves to learn themselves. I'm not saying don't rely on your parents. I didn't mean to be like all controversial and be like, okay, like, you know, parents, they don't know anything, can't help you with the marriage process. Please don't walk away with that. That's not what I was saying. I was saying there are a lot of parents who are doing these things because I hear them all day and I'm crying inside. I want us to know that whether you're a revert or you're a person who was divorced, a lot of divorced women are with us in our school because they want to do the right thing, but they don't know how. They got married the wrong way first, are scared to relive that nightmare. And I know, because I was divorced. I didn't know how to do this till the second time, which is why I'm oh so passionate, because I know what you're going through, because I had parents who didn't know how to teach me Islamically. Here I am admitting that to you, saying I didn't know. I'm not here like a person, oh, I know, and here I am, and I know all these things, and if you would only do it. No, no, I didn't know, had a bad choice, had a bad marriage, dragged my kids through that. Guess what? Had enough, learned better, got married again. Amazing marriage. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. But I can only show you what I did if you let me. I hope you enjoyed that, ladies, and that was helpful. And on top of the free class, we actually have what is right now our most popular thing, which is our free workshop on how to find a spouse. It's going to be live. So alhamdulillah, you're going to get information on how to figure out if you're compatible to him, the exact questions to ask and all that stuff, like tidbits that you honestly will not find anywhere I know because I look. And inshallah, it's totally free. So I'll put the link below in the description. I cannot wait to meet you in the next podcast. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.